Anyway, so they taught me how to play by ear because they couldn't believe it that I always needed sheet music in front of me. They go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, learn playing music." And they go, "No, you don't need that." And they took the sheet with they took the music away from me. Yeah, ear, play by ear. That's side note, that's a little joke, right? Where you play another group I was in that I'll talk about. We all used to kind of fool around and joke that, because there was a lot of people smoking, a lot of musicians smoke dope. It's just a thing, right? And we don't, but
we drink a lot of tequila.
That's our thing. But we always go like, play by ear. So anyway, I digress. So they taught me how to play by ear. And then,
hello and welcome.
You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. We are your hosts, Shelley and
Danita.
And we are singers, songwriters, recording artists, and we will be talking about music, songwriting, our favorite artists, tequila, and topics that will be informative and mostly fun. Hello and welcome to today's Sugar and Spice Podcast. If you are a new listener, thank you for joining us. If you are a new listener since our episode one introductory and you've listened to it, thank you for coming back and listening to us again. My name is Shelley Dubois and my co-host here is
Danita.
And we are Sugar and Spice. And today we're going to talk about how we got started in music and some of our history, so you get to know us even a little bit more since our introductory episode, and because we more or less talked about how we met and stuff. So today we're going to talk about how we got started playing an instrument, kind of where our music took us throughout the years, and to where we are now. So I think people, I know myself, I'm very interested in that. You know, when I listen to a very famous artist, we're famous in our own minds. And I always find it very fascinating how people started in music, the background. Yeah. So today we're going to share with you our backgrounds in music. And this is Shelley speaking. Loud mouth Shelley. Yeah.
I'll try to keep up.
I'm just louder. Yes. I got a booming voice. So I was about 5 years old. And I remember my older sister, who's 7 years older than me. And she played, she had a lot of great rock albums. And she would play those. And I would sing all the time to them. And sometimes I put my headphones on and you can't hear yourself very good when you put your headphones on and it's not very good. Anyway, I digress. So I started singing about when I was five. So my sister would have been 12 at the time. So a lot of great rock albums. And my mom and dad listened to a lot of country. So I would sing along to those as well. So I really just loved singing. And one day I discovered my mom's accordion. She never played it in the house. Apparently, she played it like at their house parties, you know, with relatives and stuff. And I've heard stories from other people how my mom played the accordion, but I never, ever saw her actually play it.
So cool.
So it's like she put it away for whatever reason. So anyway, I thought, well, I don't know, for some reason, an instrument was just calling to me. And so when I saw that accordion, I thought, I'll play this. And so it's a 20 bass accordion, which and it's a keyboard accordion, 20 bass. So it's not very big. And I just thought I'll take lessons playing this instrument. I just had that that urge. Yeah, that urge or that feeling that I had to play something. So for a few years, I played accordion, and I still have that accordion. And I asked my mom at Christmas time when she bought that accordion. So she is now just about 86 years old. And so we figure that accordion's about 70 years old. And I've had a few times some work done on it, on the bellows and the reeds. And but otherwise, it plays pretty good when there's a good player on it. I don't play it often enough anymore. You'll be able to go to some of our episodes on our YouTube channel where I do play it a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of scary, but fun. It was funny. It was all good. So I took that for a couple of years, lessons. And then some friends of mine at school, we were what, grade five, I think, they started taking guitar lessons. And I thought, oh, that is cool. And like so accordion, true. That's for geeks, you know, nerds, you know, like I'm not going to, I don't want to. Yeah.
Don't tell Weird Al.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Weird or any, no offense to all your accordion players out there. That's how I was a 10-year-old kid. Okay.
My uncles yeah. play accordion.
So that's yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, they probably play way better than me. Yes. So I started taking, I needed a guitar. And guess what? I found a guitar in the house. We had our bedroom. There was bedrooms in the basement. And the closets, the way my mom and dad built them, is that there was long hall closets like on each side of the staircase. It's hard to explain, but in the bedroom, so you open up the closet door. And so the closet was as long as the staircase was. Oh. So from top to bottom, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what possessed me going in that closet. It was my oldest brother's bedroom. If he's listening, guess what? Yeah. I found a guitar in that closet. He must have bought it or something and never played it. So I went, I want to play this. So I started lessons with that guitar. And of course, the strings were like an inch away from the fretboard. So it was a finger killer, right? So because I took lessons for a little while and stuck to it, then my parents bought me a better acoustic guitar. And so I took lessons with some friends of mine. We were like in group lessons. And our guitar teacher at that time saw a potential in us to do like a band together.
Nice.
So he started us in a band when we were 13. He taught us all these rock songs, like the old, like Beatles and stuff, and a lot of country songs. He wrote out the music for us.
Wow.
He wrote it out so that, you know, what he was teaching us. Yeah.
Great teacher.
I don't know whatever happened to him. If John Bancroft ever hears this podcast, I would love to, you know, meet up with him again and say thank you so much for all the time and effort. And, you know, we were teenagers, so we were little assholes to him. And, you know, like, because he was British and he had a Beatles haircut at the time. Oh. So we were like, Mr. Bancroft, you know, like, we don't want to play that music, you know.
But
yeah, we were teenagers, right? But he did a lot for us. He got us lots of gigs. He got a drummer for us and everything. He was like our manager too. Yeah. And he just did it because he saw the potential in us, right? Never like the gigs he booked for us. He never took a cut of money. Well, at least I didn't, not that I'm aware of. Yeah, exactly. It was just teenagers. And our parents drove us around like the Peace River Country, which is in Northern Alberta. And we went to did a lot of gigs, and then we did that for about 3 years. And so, you know, 13 year olds and to 16 in a band, you know, like, so and we learned a lot, and we were taught to read music. I also had relatives, some guy relatives that would come in the winter times and work for my dad. My dad was had a trucking company, co-owned.
Yeah.
For oil field. And so they always needed extra guys in the winter when it was busy, swampers.
Yeah.
And I had three cousins that would come stay with us, and they all played guitar and they played by ear. So I had not known how to play by ear until they came along. And when they had time off, they would be sitting around playing their guitars in the living room.
How fun was that for
you? It was. And they taught me how to play by ear. And so two of those cousins are still with us, and one still plays. I think he's 77 this year. So he still goes out and plays at the jams and stuff like that. Right. So my cousin Johnny. Yes. Yeah, so
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
So Anyway, so they taught me how to play by ear because they couldn't believe it that I always needed sheet music in front of me. They go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, learn playing music." And they go, "No, you don't need that." And they took the sheet with they took the music away from
ear.
Me. Yeah, ear, play by ear. That's side note, that's a little joke, right? Where you know, like you play another group I was in that I'll talk about. We all used to kind of fool around and joke that, you know, because there was a lot of people smoking, a lot of musicians smoke dope. It's just a thing, right? And we don't, but
we drink a lot of tequila.
That's our thing. But we always go like, play by ear. So anyway, I digress. So they taught me how to play by ear. And then, so going back to the band I was in with the other friends, so that kind of fell apart when we were 16. It was kind of, we had different interests and we didn't want to play music anymore because we were, I don't know, thought we were too cool. We were cool because we played at school dances and everybody thought we were rock stars. We played country and rock and they just thought we were just something else, right? That we could play an instrument like
so
that.
So you weren't only legends in your own mind. You were actually legends. Everybody else's
exactly in junior high, right? And so so we just kind of quit playing music, and then life went on, graduated and did other things. And then I was in one band, and then that kind of faltered off, didn't go anywhere. And then one day I got a phone call from a lady that was a friend of mine, and she says, "You in a band right now?" And I said, "No." She goes, "You want to be?" And I said, "Sure." So, so I just joined up, went into this audition where I met my husband. This year we've been married 34 years. Yeah, so I'll keep this short. whereas I auditioned and he told me I didn't have to sing.
I just want to look at you from behind.
He's a boob man.
from the front.
Yeah. So we met, it was July of 1989, and we were married in 1990. So, yes. And been married ever since. And he plays music as well.
And he's our producer. Yes. Most of the time, yeah. And our sound guy and roadie. And
he expanded from playing guitar to doing all those things, right? So it's been voice has been my main instrument. I also guitars.
Right
up there.
Yeah,
so
you rock the guitar.
So thank you. And I love playing acoustic guitar. I've never played lead.
I want to thank your teacher for teaching because it's making us what we are. Right?
Yeah. It was all those rhythm of I don't want to do it too loud, but if you can hear it, like you had when we did a rhythm testing, it was like doing these long rhythms of
tequila.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now that's
they wrote
what
our
we said.
Yeah.
So you had to repeat that back, right? And he was a stickler. We had two teachers actually. We started off with a lady teacher, Judy, and then she got too busy and she brought in Mr. Bancroft. So they were a stickler for rhythm. And so that's I do pride myself being a very strong rhythm guitar player. And I've gotten many compliments about that. Accordion? Yeah. So because I play keyboard accordion, I can also kind of fake my way through playing piano. That's what I call it. Fake it. Fake it till you make it. I can play really good in the key of C because you don't have to touch the black keys.
Si, senor.
But I know all my key signatures. I know the theory, but it's just like, it's in my head, but I can't make my fingers do it all. I can get on the drums. I can play some bass. I can play some mandolin. But lead guitar, I can sing it out what I want. I go, play it like this. Yeah, that's what I want you to play. And you know what? Some guitar players actually pick up on that and go, is that what you want? And I go, my God, you're good. Yeah.
They have to be really good.
Yeah, exactly. To understand my musical language.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So those those are the instruments I play. And I've tried violin, but I killed all the cats in the neighborhood by, you know, by sound.
Well, I got you one up on you for that because I can play, used to. You Are My Sunshine. And there was something else my mom taught me.
On the fiddle.
On the fiddle. I actually own a fiddle.
But this is a surprise to me. Yeah. You've never told me that before.
I actually have a fiddle.
Yeah. I got three in the basement. I think four, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that?
We got little ones.
Oh.
Because our oldest daughter had started playing.
Oh, baby ones, like for kids.
Yeah, for kids.
Oh, real ones, but for kids.
Yeah, they're real ones.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
She wanted to, our oldest daughter wanted to play when I think she was eight or something like that. Yeah, so she had started off with instruments, but then golf took over. So anyways, sports were more interesting. My second daughter plays guitar and trombone, and sings, but that's been my musical journey and until we met, and then it's just been lots of songwriting and everything. But I was talking more about the instruments, the history and everything behind it. So that enough about me. Actually, I could talk all day, but I got Danita here, and she. I can talk all night.
Are you a country music fan?
Because we have a new country song called Starting Tomorrow.
It's for all you procrastinators out there, including ourselves.
That's right. And the track is available on all digital platforms, and it's been available as of February 23rd. So go on out there and listen to our new song called Starting Tomorrow.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I don't even know where to start.
Tell everybody about your musical journey. When music first hit you and it hit me. Yeah, it hit you.
Way back. No.
Wait.
actually, my story is quite different from yours because you started so young.
Mm-hmm.
I was surrounded by music at a very young age because, like I, you know, grandma, grandpa, all the uncles and aunties, my mom was always one to encourage anybody to play, but she's a fiddle player. She's 96 going on 97, still plays.
That's right.
And you know, she actually entered me in a search for talent.
That's where it started.
Started I think I was maybe 9 or 10, but I was scared out of my tree. Like, I was a very shy girl growing up. I was like a wallflower in school.
I
tried to disappear. I really, really had this you know, bad complex, I guess, of being just didn't want to be noticed, didn't want anybody to see me, be shy. And mom my brothers, I'll go back that way too. The brothers had a band, my sisters sang harmony, my mom, like the whole family, but I was the youngest. Being so shy, I didn't want to sing, but I kind of always had that
feeling
that I would like to. So mom entered me into search for talent, like I said, about 9 or 10. Well, I was so scared after that because I did actually fumble a little bit at the very end, and mom was accompanying me. And she just turned and looked at me and, like, in other words, just keep singing. Don't stop.
That's right.
So I did finish, and the judges had said that, you know, I could have possibly have won.
Mm-hmm.
They liked my voice. But that did scare me for years.
Yeah.
And then I got married quite young and had a family, and I'd record myself on a tape recorder, but I never let anybody listen to me because it was just that thing, right?
Right.
Excuse me.
Got the frim.
Yeah, there, singer with a plum.
Yeah.
But I did join some, you know, homemade jams and the Lac-La-Biche area.
Did you eat the homemade jam?
A little bit of jam and peanut butter. That's where the phlegm comes from. The peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah.
So I joined, well, actually the first band I was ever in was with my sister and her husband and three boys and my mom. So we had a family band. We called ourselves Family Pride.
Oh, yes.
And it was nice to have that family unit, the support. So I wasn't as shy with them, but you know, we relied on our songbook and everything, and but it was a good start for me.
Yeah, got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we had a few gigs, and then I wanted more, so I joined the homemade jam, like I said.
Yeah,
man, I was petrified. But the first, only one song, that was the thing. Just one song, you can't even break the ice with that, right? Like to get out of that shyness.
Yeah.
But after the crowd started clapping and cheering, and you know, it just kind of fed that
right
passion,
the energy.
So
yes.
The next year again, and the next year. So I think about three homemade jams that I had joined, and then kept pursuing that and joined a few bands after my sister and husband's band, our family band, and then the local band in the Lac-La-Biche area. Mm-hmm. We joined up and we played quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
And then I started writing. Actually, that's Shania with the CMT, you know, came
oh,
out.
Yes.
And all the artists. I love watching the videos.
Yeah.
I'd be baking bread or I'd come in from feeding cattle or whatever on the farm. And I was watching these artists, and Shania really, she was gorgeous, and mm-hmm. she wrote all her own material, which was something else.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of made me.
And you kind of look like her.
Oh, not so much now. But anyway, I had a few comments years ago, you know.
Yeah.
So it was, she inspired me to write my own material.
Oh, yeah.
Started off as poetry maybe a little bit, but it was definitely something I started to do. And I did have that musical background with the
right.
family. And
yes.
So, and I think joining the homemade jams helped to break the ice with the shyness.
Right.
It was always something I had to conquer. And I know there are a lot of artists that are that way. And it's just being more into the, you know, just have to do it more. It's a muscle. You got to just use it.
Exactly.
Use it. And so I did that. And then being on the farm, like I said, I wrote a lot on the tractor. I came up with a lot of ideas on the
There's
tractor.
A song. I wrote on the tractor. Not rode. I wrote on the tractor. Yes.
Cutting hay, going in circles over and over and over. There's a lot of time to think there and a lot of ideas.
Absolutely.
And so I think one of the first songs that I actually wrote and, you know, melody and everything came really easy was A Mother's Love.
Oh,
Mother's Love.
Yes.
And that was for my mom's birthday. Either her birthday or Mother's Day. I knew I had to do something, but I was in the field. I was busy. Couldn't go out and buy a card.
Yeah.
So I wrote the song.
Way more meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to this day, and we recorded. We did another version.
Yeah, we did.
You
yeah,
know,
we.
You and,
yeah, you had it personalized, of course, for your mom.
Yeah.
So we just made generalized it.
Generalized
yes.
it
yeah.
for all the mothers
yeah.
around. So
yeah.
And mom still asks me to sing it, you know. So it was easy to write because it was so easy to write about her because she's just such an amazing woman and
right.
I have big shoes to fill. But what came next was, you know, writing an album.
Mm-hmm.
But I taught myself how to play guitar. And
yeah.
that's where my mom was also telling me 15 minutes a day. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Toughen up your fingers, 15 minutes a day. So I actually had bought a little guitar at a pawn shop.
Ooh.
It was $15.
That's where your pawn shop or
that's why I like valuable
secondhand store shopping spree things started happening.
Yeah. I bought this guitar at a pawn shop, but actually it was the strings were on wrong, like upside down.
Oh.
Because somebody had probably
a
left hand.
Yeah.
So I had a musician friend of mine, change that for me. That was my lover at the time. I'm not the musician, but the guitar. Let me clarify. <Yeah. laughs> I was so in love and so passionate about that guitar and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And the chords, the minor chords really were awesome. Like I just the sound of the A minor is my capo.
Yeah.
So I did. I taught myself how to play. And like I said, I was in the field or feeding cattle or whatever. I'd come into the, I could not wait to get back to the house. My kids were in school.
I wouldn't either. I would too want to get back to the house after.
But yes, I played that guitar. I dreamed of songs and lyrics. I'd go to bed and those lyrics were spinning around in my head. And I got them recorded, a 12 song album recorded. And then my dream was to move to the city and pursue that career.
Yeah.
And it just kind of snowballed from there. And then I joined a band. I went to a jam, like in a local jam in the city in Edmonton. Actually, it was in St. Albert.
Yeah.
That's where the jam was. And I was shy still.
Yeah.
And I waited and waited and I'd wait till almost everybody was finished. They were all finished singing. And finally, you know, the host would say, well, aren't you going to come up? Like, he'd keep bugging me. And I said, well, I'm kind of waiting for everybody to leave. I don't want to mess up, you know?
Right.
And so then when I got up and I sang a few songs, he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you shy to sing in front of people? You blew them away. Like,
yeah.
you blew a lot of people away.
Yeah.
So that encouraged me. So that actually we joined and we started a band.
Yeah.
And then we took off and went everywhere all over the country, like all over Alberta, a lot of places.
And
BC,
yeah.
BC, Alberta. And we'd be on the road like 2 weeks at a time when the gigs were actually
paying
and lasting that long. I'd carry gear.
Yeah. You were your own roadie.
We were and travel roads to BC in the wintertime is not the most fun in a band full of guys.
BC is British Columbia for those of you listening. Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, there was a lot of I cut my teeth on on these gigs, on these road gigs.
Yeah, exactly.
Initiated real fast.
They call that baptism by fire.
So in about 5 years, I learned about 20 years worth of, you know,
music. Yeah. Wow. Like hit hard. Like hit it. Let's do this. Yeah.
And then, I stayed with that band for about 5 years. We recorded some stuff. Then I moved on, kept going, joined another group. And here we are.
Here we are. Yes.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
You learned a couple of other instruments, though, since we've been together.
Let's focus on those real instruments.
Perhaps in another episode, we could demonstrate what those other instruments are. But go ahead, tell them what you learned how to play.
Well, I do a tambourine.
Real mean tambourine. Yes.
Sometimes I out sound the band. I get that aggressive. But the kazoo is one instrument that I had to be instructed on which end to play, which end to blow.
And it depends on how much tequila she's had.
Oh my God.
Which end?
I remember blowing on that. Yeah, we're not going there. Anyway.
Well, because we're a duo, you know, and I'm playing the guitar, you know, if sometimes or a lot of times duos, there's at least two guitars, right? Yeah. Or another instrument
But that's the thing. I taught myself how to play guitar.
Yeah.
But then when I came to Edmonton and I joined the band, there was already an acoustic player in the band.
So you didn't need to keep playing.
I'm kicking myself ever since because I could have, you know, continued on. My guitar is still in the living room.
Yeah, I use it when I go to her place. Yeah.
So I seriously should have kept at it. But that was why I didn't pursue playing acoustic just because
I was in a band at one time where I didn't have to play the guitar either. I was singing with two other ladies and we were doing all the moves and everything, and we had, you know, guitar, all the instrumentation, so I didn't have to play another acoustic guitar. Was just didn't have to do it, so I didn't play for just for practicing purposes. I would, to learn a new song or whatever, but in the band I didn't play guitar for at least 3 or 4 years. So it's really different to have a guitar in your hand and then not. There's times where, and I've heard other people say this
as
well. Or you feel naked and you don't, you're like, I'm lost. I can't sing the lyrics because I don't have my guitar. Yeah. So I've throughout the years, I've learned to practice singing without the guitar and singing with the guitar, even practice standing up, playing and singing compared to sitting down. Because
there's a difference. Just singing, sitting down or standing up. For me, sitting down actually is comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Just nerves.
You're just too lazy to stand up.
Well,
as,
that too.
As we get older, we're just too lazy to keep standing. Yeah.
But I like I said, the putting down the guitar, the creativity went out the door too, because we were busy doing singing cover songs in the bands. Wasn't original material. It was just covers.
Yeah.
And so why would I need, you know, was why my purpose was when I learned to play was just to write.
Right. Yeah.
But I did accompany my mom a few times when she'd play fiddle. Those were easy chords. That came really easy to me me to accompany her.
Yeah.
When she'd play fiddle. So that was fun. That was a nice mother-daughter thing that we
did. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that you play the kazoo, and now you're...
The tambourine, the kazoo.
And the cajon.
And I bought a cajon. I love it.
Does really well on it, yeah.
Yeah.
You got
I got the moves, I got the rhythm.
She's got rhythm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind to pursue that a little bit more, you know, when we do some shows.
Yes, yep.
Then how Practice will I that. Be moving up there?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Yeah.
It's fun to jam.
It is. So it's been, getting into music and our history of that. Like Danita said, she even recorded an album. I did as well, recorded an album back in about 2008. Yes.
Oh, mine was about 2003
when I released it. Okay, yeah. So, and we got a lot of great songs on there, and we keep talking about how we're going to revisit those songs and sing them as a duo, just kind of maybe do a little bit of rearranging for harmony purposes or whatever. But so
it's in the works. One day.
Yeah, one day. We got so many
we have a lot
ideas,
but so many songs that we'd like to re-record together of your album, my album.
Yeah.
Bum? I said bum.
A bum? With your bum and my bum?
Is this a podcast or a podcast? I think we're going to rename it a podcast.
Yeah,
podcast,
yeah.
We'll have separate episodes.
That will be our tequila episodes, yeah.
So, we need sponsorship. Yeah, just to win have a windfall, we could just be recording.
Yes, that's all we wanted. Time. Yes, so we got lots to do, because we got so many ideas, so many songs. We got lots of time.
Yeah.
So, just sharing our musical history with you. And I hope you've enjoyed that. And if you got any comments, please put them in the comments below here on the podcast or even on YouTube. And we'd just like to thank you for listening to us today and coming on our musical journey with us. Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please provide comments of how you enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun, and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.